Hey, everybody, here we go on a Wednesday morning for the studios of Grand Forks Best Source. It is time now for our Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast, and I can't wait to talk to realty expert Berkshire Ben Olson right after this.
What would tomorrow look like if you sold your house today? Maybe you'd move to a new city or a new country. Maybe you'd pick up birding or birdies. You could get into wine, not that into wine, or skiing. Warmer skiing. Or maybe you'd spend more time doing nothing at all. When you're ready for whatever comes next, we'll be ready to help you get there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
Hi, here we are back again at our Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. Here he is in the studio, the one, the only realty expert, Berkshire Ben Olson.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I needed that today. I needed the pick-me-up. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're having some bad luck, aren't you, buddy?
A little bit, but you know what? It's all right. It just comes with the cold weather, I think. So.
I know. And today is a cold day.
Yes.
A little chilly out there this morning. How'd your Thanksgiving go?
It was delicious. I ate, and I didn't stop until I was absolutely plumb full, and that's, I think, how Thanksgiving should be. So
did
it was
great. You do the food coma thing?
Yeah, pretty much. I pretty much had my first plate and then, you know, sat down with my second plate and had about half of that. Yeah. And then that was about the end of that. So how was yours?
Mine was marvelous. We did it at my house for the first time in years. So I actually got leftovers.
Wow.
Which nice. Was really nice. Yeah.
And you got to hang out at home. You didn't have to go anywhere, which is kind of nice sometimes just to be at your house.
It's a lot of work too. Yep. You know, you got people coming over, you got to clean, you got to cook, you got to do all that stuff. But anyway, getting back to what we're supposed to be talking about, realty stuff here.
Yes.
Now, okay, a couple of years back, record low interest rates. They jumped up. They're going back down again. The people I talked to, they're like, oh, it's the worst time in the world to buy. Have you seen interest rates? And it's like, well, if you remember back in the 80s, this is nothing. I would like to know, is now a good time to buy and why?
Yeah, absolutely. Right now is a good time to buy. It's a great time to start looking at what type of loan programs that you can get into for these interest rates. I'm seeing interest rates from lenders anywhere from, you know, 5 to 6.5%, depending on what the type of loan is. But that is an indication that rates are kind of slowing down and going lower.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great time to go now and do your loan paperwork, get pre-approved, and start looking, because you don't know how rates are going to change in the spring when demand is going to be higher, right?
Mm-hmm.
So coming into the spring, starting in January, everything's going to start ramping up in the market because people are going to anticipate the buying and selling season in the spring and summer. We experience that a lot here, right? In other places like Arizona, where it's warmer, or California, or mm-hmm. Florida, they may not have those big drastic seasonal changes as much as we do. They still experience them, but just we see them a lot more because people don't want to move in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a motivated buyer and you've wanted a house and you've wanted to start looking, or any type of property, really, now's the time to go into the bank, get pre-qualified, get locked into that rate, and start looking.
So, I mean, interest rates could keep going down.
Yep.
They might go back up a little bit again. But like you said, go talk to somebody to find out what you're going to be pre-approved for. So that way you don't have to worry about it when it comes time to really buckle down and get a hold of one of your realty experts.
And we have a list of lenders, too, if you come to us, that we can refer you to. And the nice thing about going to a lender that many people don't realize is that if you're going to go get a pre-qualification from one lender and it's going to pull hard on your credit, right? So when you put in that mortgage authorization, it's going to show up on your credit, it's going to ding your credit. And people are worried. They say, well, I don't want that to happen more than once because it lowers your credit score, obviously. So what you need to do is the federal government actually passed a law saying that you as a consumer can go in and mm-hmm. check as many mortgage rates as you want to during a specified period of time after you initiate your first application.
Okay.
Right. So basically it'll show up as one credit pull on your credit mm-hmm. without showing up multiple times. So shop those lenders, figure out if they're willing to lock your rates when they're, or do any float downs or anything like that. Right. There's so many different programs and different incentives that every lender offers. I cannot stress this enough. Every lender is different. Every lender has their own secret sauce, their own ingredients for making things work. Of course, lots of them have the big programs. Lots of them sponsor the big things, but it's what they do in the cracks to help you out as well as a buyer. Like locking your interest rate or letting you do a float down or letting you do any type of thing like that. So those are really important things to look at for a lender point of view. And that's something that we like to help out with because we want to make sure that your lender is going to be there for you. I've worked with lenders who are just not there and not present, and it just makes the whole deal a lot worse. So,
What is the interest rate right now?
Right now, it's anywhere from about 5 to 6.5%, depending on the loan type. So, like loan types like USDA are usually higher interest rates. Mm-hmm. That's closer to 6.5, 7. But I've seen rates as low as like 5%.
Okay.
And so we get daily rate sheets from the lenders that come through on our email, basically, so we can basically keep track of the rates. And you know, those are for well qualified buyers with like a 740 credit score. So obviously, it depends on your credit score. It depends a lot on your financial. Your financial situation, but for even decently qualified buyers, people have to remember you can have a credit score of as low as 580 for some lenders.
Sure.
To get a loan. So I mean, a credit score as low as 580 to get a loan is amazing. You're probably not going to get the best interest rate, but you're going to be able to afford something.
Right, right. You're kind of a young dude. What's the highest interest rate you've ever seen in your lifetime?
The highest one I've ever seen in my lifetime. I've seen, like, when I first started as an agent about 5 years ago, they were up, you know, 5-6%. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is kind of like where
flirting with it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of where I was first kind of starting in, is the 5.5% interest rate really wasn't that bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I started, it was like normal. It was like, oh, if you got 5.5%, 5%, that was great.
Yeah.
And so when things went down, obviously things went crazy in the market.
Yep.
But as things go up, I think that people are going to start cooling off a little bit with their money. I think people are still going to realize that real estate's a great investment to put your money into, right? I mean, stocks are volatile sometimes. Stock market is you never know. But a real property and something that is a decent property could really help you grow your portfolio and your bankroll over time.
Well, you know, people tend to forget, and it wasn't that long ago where interest rates were about what they are now.
Yep.
They drop tremendously low, and everybody's like, well, I'm not going to buy now because interest rates are... Are you that where you can't remember just a couple of years ago? I mean,
Anyone my age, ask your parents.
Yeah,
I'm 27.
Exactly.
Ask your parents. My dad paid 9.5% interest on a $160,000 loan back in 1993. It just was how it was. And obviously people say, well, prices have gone up. Right now, I can find you homes for $160,000 that are decent that you can build equity in for half that interest rate, right? For like 5% of that interest rate instead of 9.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's amazing. That's the amazing part is actually then you can afford more house because the interest rate's lower. So actually, like if my dad were paying 5% interest, he would have been able to afford a much more expensive loan because he wouldn't have been paying as much interest, right? I mean, every dollar in interest that you pay goes against you with the amount of home that you can buy, because obviously if you're spending more money paying down your interest, they're not going to let you buy a more expensive home, right? It has to equal out. The payment has to be what you can afford, whatever the interest is.
Sure.
So that just means that you just get less house.
Yep.
If you pay higher interest. So now's a good time before things get busy, right? Now's a good time. We're in the holiday time. Maybe things are slowing down before Christmas, or maybe you're in between Christmas and New Year's and thinking about, man, I'm really thinking about moving this year. Get on it right away in January.
Yeah.
If you don't do it before Christmas, do it right after Christmas. Get a plan together just because if you're planning on moving, be ahead of the game.
Oh, you have to be. And this is something we talk about every Wednesday.
Yeah. Oh, it's a
every Wednesday and Friday.
But that's why we're here, right? We're here to get you thinking about those things. We're here to make sure that, did you remember this? Did you think about this? Did you think about this? That's why we get paid what we do, and that's why we do what we do, is to help clients, you know, make the best out of their transaction. And it's part of my job. And somebody actually asked me, this is kind of a good conversation to have, is somebody said, can you actually advise your clients? I said, absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. If I think my clients should do X, Y, and Z to make the most money or to do something for the property, I think they should follow it. That's part of my job, is to advise you what I think that would be best for your real estate property, right? I mean, what would be your best scenario? And I like to give option A, B, and C.
Right.
Every realtor should give you at least three options, or should give you a variety of options if you go to them. That's just bare none, in my opinion. You should always, you know, if somebody goes to you as a realtor and they say, I need to get pre-qualified, they should give you three lenders.
Yeah.
At least.
Yep.
If somebody has an inspector that they want, you should get at least three inspectors, right? You should be making sure that your clients know that there's options. And that's the same with any scenario with buying or selling a place, right? There's options. And I tell people, like, I have one scenario where the guy wants to sell a building, and he wants to just kind of just let it go, kind of just, you know, just get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, why don't you first focus on increasing the leases in the building, get that really going well, get that going strong, getting, you know, get the leases up, and then sell it, because then you're going to probably make more money. Oh, then the wheels started turning. Like, oh, yeah, I should do that. And I said, I can help you with that. I can help you with the leasing side of it. We can get that thing full and marketed and going. And then when it goes up for sale, people say, oh, yeah, I'm familiar with the space. Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. I want to buy that. And it just makes the whole transaction a lot smoother if you can really advise your clients to make those good decisions, right? And obviously, clients have their own ideas, too, about how they should do things. I've had, obviously, unique scenarios from clients, real estate-wise. And I mean, I always want to sit down and consult with the clients and do what's best for them.
You know, I've said this, and I don't know if I've said it with you. Back in 1981, I got my first loan. It wasn't for a house or anything. I was still in high school. Interest rate was 21%.
Yep.
21%. So if you ask yourself, is now a good time to buy? It should be, why isn't now a good time to buy? Because it is.
Right, yeah, and I think that the market is cooling off. I mean, overall, people say, well, prices are still high. Prices are going to be high for real estate because we've had the past 2 years of an explosion of real estate, right? Mm-hmm. Prices really aren't going to go down or level off until we see more building, and we're seeing record building right now for new homes and construction, right? We're building as much as we can right now, and I think that that's something that only gets alleviated with time. You still need a place to live. If you're paying rent, you're paying 100% interest. If you're paying a payment, you're paying, you know, whatever percent mm-hmm. interest is on the payment, mm-hmm. but at least you're putting some money down in equity. And we honestly, as realtors, there are so many options for people for housing nowadays.
Sure.
For price ranges, for every price range, there's an option. For every family, for every individual, for everyone who has situations that they think, oh my gosh, maybe I can't do it, there are options for you, right? I mean, there are some really spacious, sometimes really spacious and decent homes that need fixing up that mm-hmm. are inexpensive.
Yep, yep.
Even right here in Grand Forks.
And not a lot of fixing up on some of these places either.
And some of them are you could move in. They may not be the most mm-hmm. updated. They may not be sure. brand new. Still but you
gonna,
could move in and clean them up and live there.
And it's still going to be yours.
Right.
It's, that is you are the key.
Yep. You'll have the safety and the expectation that you have a place every day when you go home. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, improve it while you live there. Keep it nice.
So if somebody is thinking to themselves, you know, man, I'd really maybe this spring like to move out of this apartment, but I don't know if I can swing it. I don't know if I get. Now is the time to be talking to a realty expert like you, isn't it?
Yep. We'll sit down with our qualified lenders and make sure that you're, you know, sit down and make sure that everything goes well with the transaction, too. It's like we work as a team in a lot of ways. So when I work with like the title company, with the lenders, we have a transaction coordinator that I use at Berkshire Hathaway. We all work as a team. So it's not just me who's piloting the transaction. It's a lot of other people who are making sure that things go well for you as a buyer or a seller, make sure that like title works complete. Everything that needs to be done to make it successful, there's usually a lot of people working on the transaction behind the scenes.
All right. Now, if somebody wants to figure all of this stuff out, if they want to find out why now is a good time to buy, and maybe they do want to start looking and buying and doing all that, and they need to get a hold of realty expert Berkshire Ben Olson, how do they do that?
It's easy. Just call me at my cell phone number, 701-318-2676.
Big plans for the rest of the day?
Nothing really. Just going to go back and work to the office.
Go figure out that transmission?
That's right, yeah, one of these days.
So we will see you on Friday morning.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you very much, Ben. All right, there you go. That's Berkshire Ben Olson. He's your realty expert on our Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcast. Berkshire Ben, he'll be back again Friday morning. Until then, bundle up, stay warm.